everybody. Welcome to Inside Edition. I'm Deborah Norville. There is some bizarre new information in the case of a 36-year-old woman who died while in the care of the Church of Scientology. The dead woman's family says this proves that she was being held against her will, while Scientologists say it shows just the opposite. Our Matt Maher has a follow-up investigation.
In November of 1995, a physically healthy Lisa McPherson was taken by members of the Church of Scientology to their spiritual headquarters in Clearwater, Florida. They say she was having a psychotic episode and needed rest to come out of it. 17 days later, she was dead. Cause of death, a blood clot due to bed rest and severe dehydration. It's estimated she had lost more than 45 pounds. Her body was covered with bruises and insect bites. She'd been kept in a room with a security guard at the door 24 hours a day. And she had somebody inside the room with her the entire time.
What they were trying to do was to feed her, to give her fluids, to get her to rest.
She was banging on the walls trying to get out. She was screaming, yelling at them, kicking them, punching them.
McPherson had been a Scientologist for 18 years. Her family contends she was getting ready to leave Scientology. Church officials say that's untrue.
One of the few things both sides can agree on in this case is that in November of 1995, Lisa was a very troubled person. Church officials say her problems were job-related, but her family says they were the result of Scientologists subjecting her to stressful treatments designed at keeping her in the church.
We have no evidence that she was having trouble at work. What we have evidence of is that she went through ethics handling. In ethics handling, they tell you that all of your problems are your fault, and you have to deal with it.
Ken Dandar is representing Lisa's family in a wrongful death suit against the church. He agrees that on the evening of November 18th, Lisa was having a psychological breakdown. After a minor traffic accident near downtown Clearwater, she took off all her clothes. EMS workers said she asked them for help.
She said that she wanted people to think she was crazy because she wanted people to help her.
Lisa was taken to a nearby hospital for a psychological evaluation. Soon after she arrived, officials of the church showed up and told the doctor they did not want Lisa to see a psychiatrist and that they would be able to handle Lisa themselves. Scientologists believe and teach that psychiatry is evil.
They persuaded in some way Lisa to sign herself out. The doctor didn't want her to leave, so she signed out against medical advice.
Scientologists say Lisa went willingly to their spiritual headquarters at the Fort Harrison Hotel and that she was never held against her will.
She rested. She slept a lot. Nothing unusual, really, until the end of her stay. She did get food, water. Obviously, people talked to her. But she got rest and relaxation.
That's what Scientology's lawyer told us 6 months ago. But since a judge recently ordered some church documents unsealed, that lawyer directed us to a new spokesperson who has a new story.
What the memos show is that Lisa McPherson was talking in non sequitur language. She wasn't saying things that made sense. She was taking off her clothes. She was talking to people who weren't there. She was spitting food. She was jumping in the toilet. She was throwing water out of the toilet. She was doing things that a person who is psychotic does.
According to diary-like notes kept by five women who had been assigned to watch Lisa, she sometimes seemed appreciative, thankful, and loving. But at other times, she was violent, punching, kicking, and scratching the people who were watching over her.
She wanted to get out of there, didn't she?
She did not want to get out of there. That is not in there. And Matt, for you to say that, that's sensationalistic, and that may be something you want to put on your TV.
She tried to get out of the door. I let her sit outside for 5 minutes. She snuck away repeatedly.
That is so...
Security guards had to be called into the room.
That is so disingenuous and so... I mean, I can't even describe how you're trying to pull those things out of context to make this some exciting story.
The notes are open to a great deal of interpretation, but they make one thing abundantly clear. Almost from the day Lisa McPherson entered the Fort Harrison Hotel, her health deteriorated rapidly. On November 20th, just 2 days after she arrives, she has difficulty even to swallow a bit of water.
On November 22nd, she was like an ice cube. She talked incoherently, hour after hour. She refused to eat. She spit out everything she took. She looked ill. like measles or chicken pox, had a fever to my touch. Shouldn't somebody have called a doctor then?
What you're trying to do, Matt, first of all, you pull one thing out of the entirety of the report, and now you want to substitute your judgment for the judgment of the women who were with her for 2 weeks, who were caring for her.
Some people think the judgment of this woman should have been a lot better. Her name is Dr. Janice Johnson. She was the church's medical officer. She surrendered her medical license in Arizona without admitting any wrongdoing after she was accused of abusing drugs.
Were you with Lisa McPherson when she died?
We tried to talk with her for our last report, but she declined. The Scientologist denies she was practicing medicine with Lisa.
When you read these, Dr. Johnson came in and checked on her. Dr. Johnson told me no more chloral hydrate. There's numerous references to Dr. Johnson supervising her medical care.
Janice Johnson is an MD, but she is not a licensed physician in the state of Florida and was not a doctor for the church.
On December 1st, Dr. Johnson writes something that sure looks like a medical report. It says Lisa's extremities are cool. She needs 2 liters of water when she wakes up. She'd given her an injection of magnesium chloride and squirted 1,000 milligrams of chloral hydrate, a prescription sedative, into her mouth. Chloral hydrate is a sedative that was prescribed by fellow Scientologist Dr. David Minkoff, but he never examined Lisa. The note says that she swallowed and fell asleep in the middle of a sentence.
You can see that all of their efforts are to keep her asleep. Just keep her doped up and asleep.
They believe that part of the reason that she was in the psychotic state that she was because she'd had a lack of rest. They were trying to help her in a way that was consistent with her religious beliefs.
The notes indicate that Lisa was being given, sometimes force-fed, a variety of medicines, herbal potions, and vitamins. We asked veteran forensic pathologist Dr. Klaus Speth to review the notes and Lisa's autopsy.
Under the circumstances, I can say that this entire thing is bizarre, to say the least.
Dr. Speth believes the variety and amount of treatments Lisa was receiving resulted in severe dehydration, and that led to the blood clot.
For example, the high doses of vitamin B1 can produce insomnia, severe irritability, and headaches. Magnesium is a sedative, but it also produces severe dehydration. Chloral hydrate can produce hallucinations. It can produce severe damage to the kidneys.
Dr. Speth says none of the treatments alone are necessarily dangerous, but the combination of all outside of a hospital without lab tests and proper monitoring are very dangerous.
You're telling me that the combination of herbs and potions and prescription medicine that they gave her may have interacted to kill her?
I would go beyond that. I wouldn't say may have. In fact, did. We have no other explanation for her condition.
By November 29th, things were getting worse. The watch said she was quieter, but suspect it's because she's weak. On Saturday, December 2nd, she has tried to stand several times, but is not strong enough yet. There are large gaps in the handwritten notes. The most conspicuous are that there aren't any for the last 2 days of Lisa's life, a time the medical examiner has speculated that Lisa may have gone into a coma.
I'm telling you that we are not holding anything back. So there are not. If they're not here,
okay.
We have done a search in Florida, in L.A., anywhere that we could think of to look for any handwritten notes or documents.
Before the release of the notes, church officials told us that Lisa had become suddenly ill on December 5th and was rushed to a hospital in a church van. We now know that Dr. Janice Johnson was driving the van. She drove 25 miles past 4 emergency rooms to get to a hospital in Newport Richey, where fellow Scientologist Dr. Minkoff was on duty. According to the notes, Lisa was dead on arrival.
Laura Vaughn, a lawyer for Scientology you saw in Matt's report, told us that the church strongly disagrees with Dr. Speth's conclusions. She says that one must look at the totality of what Lisa ate and drank and reemphasize that church members were trying to help Lisa. She added that the church has hired a number of prominent forensic experts, and they are preparing reports on Lisa's death.